From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces move to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Here is UN official Lisa Grande.
Our estimation is that there are probably close to 50,000 civilians who are now trapped inside of the city. We haven't had access as humanitarian agencies to Fallujah since the city fell to Daesh, to ISIL, in 2014.
Jan Egelin of the Norwegian Refugee Council says a human catastrophe is unfolding in Fallujah. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens injured or trapped under rubble. Military jets carried out the bombardment in the early hours of Tuesday, striking civilian areas near a hospital and a mosque. Russia's defense ministry, though, is denying carrying out any strikes on the city. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. That brings the total number of lives lost in the first 5 months of 2016 to more than 2,500. A report released by the Global Slavery Index says over 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery. India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. Citizens of Uzbekistan are subject to state-sanctioned forced labor. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton faces another contentious political battle in California June 7th. She's moving ever closer to winning enough delegates to gain the Democratic presidential nomination, but not quite yet. She faces a stiff challenge in the nation's most populous state from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. California holds its presidential primary election next week, along with five other states. California's Governor Jerry Brown endorsed Clinton Tuesday. Presumptive Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump slammed the news media Tuesday for questioning his claim to have raised $6 million for veterans.
I'm the only one in the world could raise almost $6 million for the veterans, have uniform applause by the veterans groups, and end up being criticized by the press.
Trump said Tuesday he had raised $5.6 million, of which every penny had been donated to veterans charities. He said he expects an additional donation to tip the figure over the $6 million mark. Cincinnati police are investigating possible criminal charges in the shooting death of an endangered male gorilla at the local zoo after a four-year-old boy tumbled into the huge ape's pen. Police say they are still gathering information that will be passed on to county prosecutors. The World Health Organization is advising couples or women living in or returning from Zika-infected areas to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive a child. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization's revised guidelines reflect greater concern that the sexual transmission of the Zika virus could harm the pregnancy. Its recommendations are based on new evidence showing the Zika virus is staying longer in the blood and other bodily fluids than previously thought. WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier says the WHO is advising couples to delay pregnancy to make sure any possible Zika infection has cleared. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The head of the Organization of American States is calling for a special meeting to decide if Venezuela is adhering to basic democratic principles. OAS Secretary General Luis Almagro says there has been a grave alteration of Venezuela's democratic order. The socialist-ruled country could be suspended from the OAS if two-thirds of its member states decide that the country's leadership has gravely undermined democracy. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning, alerting U.S. citizens to the risk of potential terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The travel alert does not expire until the end of August. In particular, the warning draws attention to the European Soccer Championships, the Tour de France cycling race, as well as the Catholic Church's World Youth Day in Poland at the end of July. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.